WPHM now presents Paul Miller's Week in Review.
Well, hey, everybody. Thanks for listening. It was another busy week on the WPHM Morning Show. On Monday, Port Huron's fire marshal stopped by. Jackie Martin came in to talk about fire prevention. She says fall is when the number of house fires tends to go up. Port Huron Fire Marshal Jackie Martin with us this past Monday.
This is definitely the time of year we see an uptake in the fires because of the space heaters or the different types of heatings that the community is using.
Yeah, I want to talk about all that. One great way to prevent fires from getting out of hand is having a smoke detector, right?
Yes. We have a program that we have with the State Fire Marshal's Office. They provide us with smoke detectors. We can go and install those smoke detectors and the carbon monoxides in your home for free. It's not just in the city. There's a lot of other departments in the community or throughout the state that have this program too. So just reach out to your local department and we can schedule to come out there and do that. They do recommend that if your detectors are over 10 years old, which I believe a lot of residents don't realize, but if they're over 10 years old, they should be replaced. And the new ones that we do install have the 10-year battery in them, so you don't have to do anything with them to replace the batteries for 10 years. You just have to test them every month just to make sure they're working properly.
Great.
But you have we have a fire engine that will drive up and come install those. We'll be in and out in less than a half hour usually, and we do a little fire safety check too while we're in there.
And you're happy to do that because you don't want to have to bring that fire truck back again later for an emergency, right?
Exactly. And nowadays, with the way our materials are made and our furniture and things like that, fires burn a lot quicker. It used to be about 17 minutes with the older furniture. Nowadays, you have about 3 minutes from when you're aware of that there's a fire to be able to get out of the house safely.
We all have so many electronics in our home too, and so many of them with the lithium batteries. Those are a fire hazard, a potential fire hazard, aren't they?
Definitely, and that's what the NFPA, the National Fire Prevention, is actually pushing for this year's theme is about lithium-ion batteries. And they just want to make sure that you guys are aware for how you're supposed to charge those devices, making sure you're using the cable that came with the device and not purchasing one offline that might be cheaper because they're not made for that specific item. We want to make sure that we're buying actually listed items and that we're charging those on hard surfaces and not on our couches or in our beds, especially with the cell phones, too. That's a big hazard. We don't want those because they can overheat. The other with the large devices like your e-bikes, your scooters, and your tools, you want to make sure you're charging those outside and not like in where your bedrooms or in the pathways to be able to exit your house, because those batteries can be unpredictable. And if they start to, if they start to break down, that's when they can actually catch on fire. So we want to make sure that we're not charging those when we're not home and when we're asleep and not using extension cords or power strips too.
All great points. And I myself included, people are listening and saying, oh, I do that all the time.
Yes.
You know, plug it in. And
a lot of people aren't aware of that.
Yeah, good to know. A lot of people also don't, that rent instead of own their dwelling, don't necessarily have renter's insurance. We were just talking off air about how very, very important it is to have renter's insurance.
Yes. I have actually been meeting with a lot of our local agents here just in Port Huron area, talking with the different companies and what they can provide for our residents. They're getting me documentation that I can share. But a lot of the agents are saying that it's as low as $10 a month, and that's going to help pay to replace your items that you lost in a fire or water damage, or and then it's going to help with your housing also. So I have a lot of residents, when we have these structure fires that we're investigating, they have nowhere to go. They don't have the extra income to be able to pay for the housing or the hotel for a few nights. But a lot of times when you have a house fire, you're not going to be back in your home for at least 6 months or more, depending. Sure. And especially if you don't have insurance, that makes it even harder. So making sure you have that insurance, it's less than $10 a month. They'll help you get somewhere and your family somewhere long term.
It's something that I think a lot of renters don't even think about. They don't even think about getting it. It's not that they're trying to save money or can't afford the renter's insurance. They just think, well, my landlord owns this and must have it insured, so I'll be fine, and that's not the case.
Right, and the landlord's insurance is only going to cover what the landlord owns in that home and the home itself. So all your belongings in there, their insurance does not cover any of that. So having that renter's insurance is just a little bit of a peace of mind, knowing if you were to have that type of incident that you're going to have something to help cover those items and help you move forward after this critical time.
Talking with Port Huron Fire Marshal Jackie Martin about fire safety, what are some other things that people might be taking for granted or not thinking about that they should be paying attention to in their home when it comes to fire safety?
One of our biggest, I would say, here in the city that I have seen since I've done fire investigations is cigarettes. Most of our fires, or a lot of our fires, are caused from cigarettes. So the discarding of the cigarettes inappropriately outside, just throwing them anywhere. We get a lot of deck fires, so they'll start on the exterior of the home and they can go interior. But making sure that we're not using plastic containers outside to dispose our cigarettes, making sure they're going into water. And then smoking inside is also dangerous. So making sure if you are someone that smokes inside that you're extinguishing those properly and not smoking on the couch or laying down in bed. The other things I see a lot of is the extension cords and power strips. I see a lot of that being overused, and we're plugging so many items into one plug or power strips, or using extension cords and power strips into power strips.
Right, right.
Those are all, we don't want to be adding so much power, so much draw to those, because they are only made for so much. And when we're adding our cell phones and our e-bikes and all these things all into one power strip, into one outlet, it's just not what they were made for.
Port Huron Fire Marshal Jackie Martin with us on WPHM on the Morning Show. Speaking of fire prevention, the Fort Gratiot Fire Department got word it's receiving a major federal grant to allow them to hire more firefighters. Fort Gratiot Township Clerk Bob Beekler was in to talk about it on Thursday.
For about the past 5 or 6 years, Fort Gratiot's fire department has transitioned from mostly paid on call or hybrid department. We had some full-time and some paid on call to basically a full-time fire department. We have staffing 24 hours a day. Right now we have four people on a shift. So we applied for and just were awarded a SAFER grant. It's a federal grant through FEMA. One of the I guess signature pieces of legislation that Gary Peters always supports are these grants for firefighters. I believe 174 departments were awarded SAFER grants. I think that was around the country. So it's pretty, we're very excited that we were awarded it. It's going to allow us to hire six full-time firefighters. So we will be able to have basically six people on shift 24 hours a day. That allows us to run two apparatus versus one, which is what we're currently running. It will mean increased service and decreased response times for the residents of Fort Gratiot. So we're definitely very, very excited about that.
I don't know if people realize how expensive it is to run a fire department unless they've served on a board or a commission or really studied a municipal budget, but they're not cheap.
Yeah, it's it's, you know, basically like an insurance policy. You know, residents expect that, you know, the water's going to come on when they turn on the faucet, and that, you know, if there's an emergency, that law enforcement or our firefighters are going to show up for them. And we're doing our best to, you know, provide the best service we can while keeping it as fiscally responsible as possible.
And, you know, the days of the volunteer fire department, that's kind of gone, isn't it?
Unfortunately, yeah, for the all but the smallest of departments. You know, it's definitely tough to find people that are willing and able to work as on a volunteer or a paid on call basis. You know, it's with lack of availability from other employment and, you know, just distance and things like that. We've had a hard time, and, you know, this isn't unique to Fort Gratiot. So lots of fire departments are dealing with staffing issues and, you know, the expense that comes along with that.
You mentioned this grant will allow you to hire six new firefighters, but what happens when the grant money runs out?
Sure. So the way it is structured is to encourage municipalities to, you know, plan ahead to be able to continue retaining these employees. So for the first 2 years, the grant funds about 75% of their wages and benefits. The township would be responsible for 25%. And then the third year, that flips around. So the township's responsible for 75%. The grant pays for 25%. And then year four, you know, hopefully we have enough revenue to continue operating from there.
Fort Gratiot Township Clerk Bob Beekler with us this past Thursday. Well, a longtime landmark will soon be gone in Marysville. It's the old Concord Inn. It sits right on Gratiot as you enter Marysville from Port Huron. Well, it's fallen into a state of disrepair and now has a date with the wrecking ball. Marysville Mayor Kathy Heyman talked about it.
Yes, it's scheduled to begin, it's going to be completed by the end of November or started. It's going to give the city a totally new look coming into the city and, like you said, leaving. And, you know, it's sad. It's sad to see it go, but, it's time, and it has been time. So we're excited about that cleanup. So work should be underway very soon.
What is your hope for that site once the property is cleared?
Well, it could be multifamily homes. It could be homes. I mean, we've got the Claire Inn right next to it. It could be light industrial. There's many, many options for it. And, hopefully we can find somebody to develop it and, enhance the services of the city of Marysville, whether it's housing or commercial or industrial.
A lot of people have a lot of memories of that place.
I know.
Senior prom and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, old time.
I went there in my high school years, which was a long time ago. So,
talk about some of the other projects going on in Marysville. The bike path, that seems to be going along well.
Yes, that should be completed before the snow flies. Asphalt will be laid on the two-way of River Road and Davis. Concrete path has been installed on the one-way of River Road, and it's really nice. It really looks nice. I know residents were concerned, but I think once it's done and completed and finished, I think they'll be happy with it. And Chartier is doing a great job with the construction site. You know, I drive by there periodically and very clean site. They're doing some really, really good work. So it will be an adjustment, but many people will use that with, riding, bikes or pushing strollers or runners. I know my husband is a runner and that's his path. So it's going to provide a little bit more safety for users along that stretch.
Marysville getting some new gas pumps at Gratiot and Huron.
Yes, we have a party store at Gratiot and Huron. Everyone knows it as Gronick's Party Store, the old Gronick's Party Store. And years and years ago, it used to be a gas station, but they're bringing it back, and they've really made some improvements in the party store. And they live in the community and in the city of Marysville, and they're just really excited to open the, the gas station aspect of it. But they've been running the party store for a couple years now and really did some nice improvements for that corner. So looks good there. Looks good.
Talking with the mayor of Marysville, Kathy Heyman. We talked, I think, last month about the Harvest Fest event that was the first year for this. Tell us a little bit more about Harvest Fest. How'd that go?
Yes, it was a big success. And, of course, this was the Fall Fest was the first time in St. Clair County. They hosted in Macomb County. We wanted to bring it in. It kind of replaced our Summer Fest with a little different twist. It was, more friendly, family-friendly attractions, and they had entertainment and dining, and over 1,500 individuals, moms and dads and kids attended, and they're looking to come back next year, which is you know, which is very good. And I would expect next year is going to be even better. There were food trucks and a lot of entertainment for, you know, Saturday and Sunday.
I've noticed in the last week or so, the leaves are really starting to come off the trees, and you've got your annual leaf pickup in Marysville underway now, right?
Yes, it has started, and it will run through December 5th, and we don't have designated days for designated sections of town. And, you know, the MTERRA will be working with the city, but I can assure all our residents that your leaves will be picked up, and I hope for a very long time before snow or freezing starts, because that always poses problems when we get some freezing weather, and, you know, before December 5th, before all the leaves are picked up. But they will be picked up, and if there's any concern, residents can always bag them and put them out at the road. It's on, you know, on Wednesdays, but the leaves will be picked up, and December 5th will be here before you know it.
It really will. Hard to believe. We talked, I think last month or a month or two ago about the leadership program that you've got with area students from Marysville.
Yes, it started, the first session was October 8th, and I was honored that our city manager, Quentin Bishop, asked me to attend. We talked about Robert's Rules of Order, and we had 24 students ranging from 6th grade to 12th grade, and I left there with my heart full. I mean, these kids were amazing. We split up in groups. We did, a mock council meeting. They talked about different issues in the city. You know, these are our future leaders, these kids, and it is an amazing, amazing group, and they were all a little nervous. Imagine the 6th graders being in the same room and having to work side by side with seniors. But it was extremely satisfying, and watching those kids want to learn and ask questions and talk. Last night, not sure what the topic was. I was not there. But this session runs through mid-November, right before the Thanksgiving break. And I'm really excited to see the growth that these kids experience over the next six, seven weeks. They're very, very talented group, and very proud of our students. And proud of our city manager for bringing this program to the city and to our Marysville students.
Yeah, the next generation coming up for sure. By the way, the Marysville Community Fund grant application program is open now, right?
Yes. Well, it should be open this week, next week. And this is through the Community Foundation. And the past few years, we have made grants to nonprofits and other organizations that serve Marysville students, Marysville residents. And the grant application will be open through mid-November. We are switching it up this year. Normally we award these grants at a football game. We are doing it at the Marysville versus St. Clair basketball game on December 19th. So it should be a really big crowd. St. Clair being one of our biggest rivals. There will be, once the grant applications are received, the committee will select, the award winners. But then that night we're offering a little fun twist. We're having a little shootout. And that will be another opportunity for organizations to earn some money. So if they're not a basketball shooter, if they can't shoot free throws, they can find a teammate on the girls' varsity basketball team to shoot for them. So just a fun little twist, and bring, more organizations involved, and give four more service organizations an opportunity to win some money for their cause. So we're really excited to see these grant applications, and it's amazing at the work some of these organizations do. And, many people don't know what's out there and what the offerings are. So it's really exciting to see what these organizations do for our residents and students.
Marysville Mayor Kathy Hayman with us this past week. National Faith and Blue Weekend is coming up. It's a national effort to strengthen the relationship between law enforcement and the faith-based community through unity, conversation, and service. And the Port Huron Police Department will co-host Faith and Blue at a tailgate party this Friday, 4:30 p.m. outside Memorial Stadium. We talked with Officer Sam Baker about it.
That's our annual partnership with other agencies. Again, I keep highlighting our partnerships, mm-hmm. but it just having the collaboration here in our town is fantastic. And what this is kind of the law enforcement kind of representing a pillar of the community, and then another pillar of the community, if not the biggest, is the faith-based community in Port Huron. And what this is a collaboration of bringing our organizations together and having open, honest dialogue mm-hmm. and inviting the community to be part of those conversations in a low-stress type environment. So we had done it several years, and then we realized, well, you know, we always have great partnerships. The school district, another mm-hmm. pillar of the community. So we reached out to Theo, and he absolutely loved it. And one of the things that we kind of all got together on was football is huge, and you know, it's everywhere, but specifically here in town. So let's do a tailgate, and that's what we did last year. It was a huge success. We always alternate between Northern's home game mm-hmm. or a PH home game. So this year it's going to be the St. Clair versus Port Huron Northern football game. So we'll set up at about 4:30 before the game. We'll be there all the way up till kickoff. We'll be barbecuing, giving away all kinds of drinks and food and snacks, and we'll have all the vehicles from PHPD, the Sheriff's Office, Michigan State Police, U.S. Customs, Operation Transformation, the church community will be there, and then the Port Huron School District as well. So
cool.
It's really just, you know, it's if you feed them, they will come, and right. you put some cool toys and things out there for them to check out. Last year we fed both the teams, the coaching staff, and parents, people coming in, grabbed a quick hot dog.
That's awesome.
And you get completely free of charge. You don't even have to go to the game to come be part of the tailgate. You can just hang out with us. We'll be right there in front of the stadium before the game. And something cool that we're bringing is Trooper Bachhausen, who's the kind of community service officer for Michigan State Police, similar to what I do. He's got the what they call the Troopers on Tour trailer. So there's basketball nets and kind of similar to the gaming trailer that we have here.
Put them side by side. There
so,
you go.
Yeah. So they got a barbecue in that thing and basketball nets. So the MSP has really been traveling around kind of doing what we've been doing for several years. So I like to say, hey, you know, we did it first. But any way we can help, you know. But the Troopers on Tour. So Jerry's got that coming down here too, so you can check that out as well. So a lot of good positive things happening, not just with PHPD, but in the community. So come check us out, come say hi, and take care of one another.
Port Huron Police Department Officer Sam Baker with us this past Wednesday on the WPHM Morning Show. I'm Paul Miller. Thanks for listening. Of course, you can always hear all of our morning show interviews live, 6 to 10 a.m., Monday through Friday on the WPHM Morning Show on AM 1380, streaming live at WPHM.net on the WPHM mobile app. We also archive all of our interviews on our podcast page. You can find that at WPHM.net or on the WPHM mobile app. Have a great rest of your day. I'll see you back on the Morning Show Monday through Friday, 6 till 10, right here on WPHM.
Rich Eisen Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
And look who looks like they did last year. That would be the Detroit Lions, who, if it's all going well for them, will run it down your throat, control the line of scrimmage on both sides of the football, and have Jared Goff be efficient, not turn it over, make some plays with his arm, with his neck up ability, get it to Amon-Ra, get it to Jameson Williams, get it to Laporta. That's why I liked the Lions coming in.
Weekdays, noon to 3. On 1380 WPHM.